In the early hours of August 13th, 2018, in Frederick, Colorado, an American oil field operator murdered his pregnant wife and his two children by smothering them. But before we get in any further, hello and welcome to the Murder House Radio Show. I am your host, X. On this show, we will be covering serial killers, killers, mass shooters, disappearances, true crime, and the most deplorable things and people in history. All that good dark stuff. The Murder House Radio Show will be a radio show / podcast. I will be uploading videos every Friday at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Once you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification button and select all to get all notifications if you're viewing on YouTube. And hit the follow button if you're listening on a podcasting platform. So sit down, get comfortable, grab some coffee or whatever your preferred beverage is, turn off the lights, and enjoy the show. On August 13th, Christopher Lee Watts brutally murdered his 34-year-old pregnant wife, Shannon, and his two children, 4-year-old Bella and 3-year-old Celeste. After doing this, he buried his wife's body in a shallow grave near an oil storage facility and dumped his children's bodies into crude oil tanks. Chris and Shannon Watts were from North Carolina. Chris was from Spring Lake and Shannon was from Aberdeen. They met one another in 2010. 2 years later, on November 3rd, 2012, they got married in Mecklenburg County. Then shortly after their first daughter, Bella Marie Watts, was born on the 17th of December, 2013. And their second daughter, Celeste Catherine C.C. Watts, was born a couple years later on the 15th of July, 2015. The Watts family lived in a 5-bedroom house at 2825 Saragota Trail in Frederick, Colorado, which was purchased in 2013. However, in 2015, they declared bankruptcy. Chris was employed by Endercone Petroleum, while Shannon worked from home selling products called Thrive for the multi-level marketing company LaVille. So with things going relatively well, you may think, why do such horrendous things? So let's get into it. At approximately 1:48 a.m. on Monday, August 13th, 2018, Shannon, returning home from a business trip to Arizona, was driven home by her friend and colleague, Nicole Utuf-Actison. Over that weekend, Chris was home with their daughters. Later that day, Shannon and the girls were reported missing by Actison, who had become concerned when Shannon missed a scheduled obstetrics and gynecology appointment and wasn't returning her text messages. After Shannon missed the business meeting, Actison went to the Watts home around 12:10 p.m. when the doorbell and knocks fell on deaf ears. Actison notified Christopher, who was at work, and called the Frederick Police Department. A Frederick police officer arrived to conduct a welfare check at around 1:40 p.m. During the welfare check, Chris gave the police officer permission to search the house, where the family's dog was discovered unharmed. But there was no sign of Shannon or the children. At least the dog wasn't hurt. Searchers did, however, discover Shannon's purse, which contained her keys and the children's medication. Her phone was later found between the couch cushions in the family home. Her car, which still had the girls' car seats, was still in the garage. Shannon's wedding ring was found on the bedside table. It makes you think if they did up and leave, those things definitely would have been taken, especially the phone, her purse, her car keys, and her car. The FBI and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation joined the investigation the following day. Chris initially said to police that he had no idea where his family might be. He also said that he had not seen his wife since 5:15 a.m. the previous day when he was leaving for work. He did give interviews to Denver stations KMGH-TV and KUSA-TV outside his place, pleading for the return of his wife and daughters. Investigators with search dogs could be heard on the property during the interview. That is as cold-blooded, in my opinion, to sit there and plead for your family to come back, knowing they're dead and that you are the one that killed them. Chris Watts was later arrested on August 15th, 2018. According to the arrest report and footage from security cameras in the interview room, he failed a polygraph test and subsequently confessed to murdering Shannon. He asked to speak to his father before confessing. According to the report, Chris was having an affair and claimed he asked for a separation from Shannon. During the investigation, he claimed Shannon had strangled the girls in response to his request for separation, and that he had then strangled her in a fit of rage and transported the bodies to a remote oil storage site leased by his employer. That is cold-blooded and spineless. You're having an affair. Sure, it happens. I don't agree with it, but it happens. But your response is to wipe out your whole family for having an affair? Just up and disappear yourself or whatnot. Go away and have your affair. Just disappear. You don't have to end the lives of four innocent people. It's truly disgusting and shameful. Chris was fired by his company on the same day as his arrest. The police located the bodies of the Watts family on the oil storage site situated about 3 miles north of Rogan on the 16th of August. The girls' bodies were found in a crude oil storage, well, Shannon's body was buried in a shallow grave nearby. Bella and Celeste's bodies had each been pushed through a hatch at the top of a different oil tank, with the lids being 8 inches in diameter. According to medical examiners, Bella had scratches on her left buttocks from being shoved through this hole. A tuft of blonde hair was found on the edge of one of these hatches. On the 21st of August, Chris was charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder, including an additional 1 count per child cited as death of children who had not yet attained 12 years of age, and the defendant was in a position of trust. I've never heard of that charge. He was also charged with unlawful termination of a pregnancy and 3 counts of tampering with a deceased human body. He was denied bail at his first court appearance. At a later hearing, his bail was set at $5 million, with him being required to put down 15% to be released, which would be $750,000. The case has been known in the media as the family annihilation. Many of these crimes occur in August before school starts, which may delay detection by investigators. It makes sense. According to a FBI profiler, Candace D. Long, cases such as this case are rare because family annihilators usually commit suicide after the murder. Murder-suicides. An action that Watts claimed to have contemplated out of guilt for his actions. Which would have been good for him to do, to kill himself. But it also makes more sense for him to spend the rest of his life in a 6x10 cell all alone. So he can sit there every night when he's trying to sleep, thinking about his family and the hope that they visit him in his dreams. In a later interview on Dr. Phil, the Watts' lawyer claimed that he confessed to killing Shannon after an argument regarding divorce. During the murder, Bella walked in on the couple. Watts then told her that Shannon was sick. He loaded Shannon's body and the girls into the car without the car seats in the back of his work truck. He later smothered the girls one after the other. Chris pled guilty to the murders on the 6th of November. The death penalty was not put forward by the district's attorney on the request of Shannon's family, who did not wish for any further deaths. They were supportive of his decision to accept the plea deal. Yeah, if it was me, I'd want him put down. On the 19th of November, he was sentenced to 5 life sentences, 3 consecutive and 2 concurrent, which means consecutive is run at the same time and concurrent is one after the other, without the possibility of parole. He received an additional 48 years for the unlawful termination of Shannon's pregnancy, and 36 years for 3 charges of tampering with a deceased body. His sentence began immediately. On the 3rd of December 2018, Chris was moved to an out-of-state location due to the security concerns. Well, inmates would be trying to kill him for what he did. Understandable. I definitely would. On the 5th of December, he arrived at Dodge Correctional Institution, a maximum security prison in Wupun, Wisconsin, to continue serving his sentences. At the time of Shannon's death, she was 15 weeks pregnant with her son. I honestly don't get why somebody would do something like this. I couldn't imagine doing it myself, or when I have children, I couldn't imagine that happening to them. I see no reason for it to happen. I wonder what kind of mental health issues the psycho has. But what are your thoughts on this case? Do you remember it happening? I don't remember it happening per se, but I remember it being released on Netflix, like a documentary on it or whatnot. There were several TV shows on it or whatnot. On the 7th of December 2019, Oxygen released a 1-hour documentary about the case as the first episode of Series 3 of their television program, Criminal Confessions. On January 26, 2020, Lifetime released a film called Chris Watts, Confessions of a Killer, as part of its Ripped from the Headlines feature film series. I think that's the one I seen or whatnot. And then on September 30th, 2020, Netflix released American Murder, The Family Next Door, a documentary about the murders. The documentary features archival footage, including home video, social media posts, text messages, and law enforcement recordings. That's the one I seen. In 2022, the true crime band SKYND published a single called Chris Watts, based on the Chris Watts case. That's interesting. I'm going to search that up. That kind of reminds me of the song Polly by Nirvana. I haven't searched it up yet, but just hearing that kind of reminds me of that. But yeah, it's definitely a sad but wild, well, not really wild, a sad, interesting case. So that is the case of Chris Watts. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Murder House Radio Show. I hope you have a good rest of your Friday, or whenever you're listening to this. Check out the social medias and the sources in the description below. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Once you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification and select all notifications if you are listening on YouTube. If you're listening on a podcasting platform, hit follow. Leave your suggestions for future episodes in the comments. See you next episode. This is your host X, signing off.